A look back now at those ongoing Occupy Wall Street protests, this time through the lens of our partner, the BBC. Correspondent Mark Whitaker visited the protests in the city of Cleveland and sat down with a protester and songwriter to explore the motivations of one man confronting Wall Street.
All right, this is Kyle DeForest. I believe that there are a few simple things we need to remember to guide this movement. So here's a song called I Believe in Simple Things. I believe in simple things. Raise your voice as if you know what I mean. Sing, I believe in simple things. I believe that the Occupy Wall Street movement is spreading, and it's really becoming an Occupy America movement. And I think the biggest idea is that we as Americans, whether we're on Wall Street or in Cleveland, we run our lives. We run the government. Broadly, the movement, as you know, is about ending corporate greed, bringing down the gap between the very rich and the poor. I don't think that, I certainly wouldn't say I know exactly what needs to be done, but like most Americans out there, I would say that I know there is a problem.
Presumably you think there is a huge wealth divide in the United States, but hasn't there always been?
You know, I'm sure there always has been a divide, but it seems to me that the divide has become too great. It seems that your average working man or woman today, there's a feeling that they don't have a chance to move up in the world.
I believe in democracy. Government is you and me. I believe in democracy.
But throughout history, there have been various instances where there's been popular uprisings born of indignation as much as anything. We had the Peasants' Revolt here in the 14th century. In the end, they sort of fizzle out and become nothing. Do you think this can be more than that? Can you make a genuine change in the way America is run?
I think we can make a genuine change. I think this is the movement of our generation. And it's growing now, and it will continue to grow.
You say it's the movement of the moment. People are bound to make comparisons, probably odious comparisons as far as you're concerned, with the Tea Party. You are populist like they are. They may be right of centre, you may be left of centre, but there are similarities, I suppose. Are you the antidote to them, the mirror image of them, because they're sort of anti-big government, you're anti-big business?
I can tell you personally myself that I'm no friend of the Tea Party. I think that there's a misrepresentation in our country's government that is largely due to the Tea Party, because they have been more active and more vocal than the majority.
They don't want government to interfere with the way America's run, really. I think if you were break it down into a nutshell, what would you like to see the government do?
I'd say government has to interfere. That's why we have a government. I don't think government is the problem in itself. I think that we just need to make government represent us and do what is in the interest of the majority.
One more time. Oh, I believe in simple things. Raise your voice as if you know what I mean. Sing, I believe in simple things.
Kyle DeForest, a singer-songwriter in Cleveland, Ohio, talking with Mark Whitaker, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Go to our website. Give us your view of the protests, Occupy Wall Street. Kathy in Brooklyn, New York, says it's all about, in America, the bottom line and making a profit. People don't matter. It's only a matter of time, but now the people are angry. Text your response to 69866 or post to our site, thetakeaway.org.